you said that awful nice. You said that like you meant it.
I do mean it.
Bless your heart. Thank you, Jim Kendrick. How are your friends this morning? How goes the world with you? How are you, Henry? Oh, he's always good. Couldn't go wrong with him. It's a mighty upset world right now, and I hope all's well with all of you. Every day we get by without serious trouble in Europe, I knock on wood and say another day, thank heaven. Henry and I were talking about it coming out. He thinks we ought to go after them like we didn't show them, that we didn't show Mussolini and so on. Yeah, Henry wants a bomb dropped on him from Moscow. But you can all go after him if you want to. I don't want to be here. I'll tell you, as I knock on wood, as I say, and thank heaven every day we get by without war, and I say a prayer deep in my heart. Thank you, God. Out loud, I said. I'll venture I say that more times in a day than many, many people who are a good deal better than I am. It comes to my lips. Yes, it does. Maybe we can make it. It seems we're at least trying to keep our nose out, even if Henry don't like it. A lot of people don't like it. I think we ought to stick our nose in. Well, now, their business over there, let them alone. Had no business take up with communism. Let them mix all they want to over this going from East Berlin to West Berlin. I feel awfully sorry for people who are trying desperately to escape to freedom, even swimming rivers and risking drowning, and one man swimming and carrying a little baby on his back and all that. But I'm not sorry enough to have a war over it. What made him ever take up with communism in the first place? You know, there's one thing that would have kept me out of communism forever and forever, if not one other thing. A philosophy or an ideology or a political setup that says when a man greets another man, like they did during Stalin had them say during his day, good morning, there is no God. That's the way he demanded that his people greet each other when he could. Of course, he couldn't do it, make everybody do it. Well, that would cook me right on the start with that thing. I don't care if they promise to cover me with diamonds. And they surely must promise to cover some of them with diamonds or they wouldn't fall for it. Good morning, there is no God. Well, enough said, because that's a subject it would never end. Yeah, on they went. That's, you know, that good morning, there is no God, that's worse than Heil Hitler. Well, the Wilson Creek celebration is over, the great annual fair is over, and now maybe everyone can take a rest. I suppose everybody had a good time. I never go to the fairs anymore. I've gone to so many. It's hot, and I have no business out there roaming around. Let the younger ones have a great time. I've been to, every one of them, I guess, except a couple. And now I'm like the man who was upstairs and someone came running up and said, there's a fella downstairs with a mustache. He said, tell him I've got a mustache. And yet I love fairs. And if all is well and I'm not sick, they want me at the Miller Fair the 25th of September. I'll knock on wood, I hope. And I hope that's the right date. Or is it the 1st of September? Uh-oh. Well, anyway, I'll look again when I go home, and if anybody's listening and knows I'm wrong, please drop me a card. I'm known to never get a date right. I don't know. I was born that way. So help me, I don't know why. It's just like some people, some things are wrong with them. That's wrong with me. I'm not plumb an idiot, and I do have normal wits, but I can't get a date right. They have me on the program for the big Dade County fox hunt at Dadeville next Thursday. You know, I belong to five or six fox hunting associations, and used to always go. I'm going to try, but I'm awfully afraid I can't make it. I got a setback last week with this very sudden colon trouble that hit me last May, put me in the hospital. And the truth of it is that if I would mind everybody else, I shouldn't even have stepped off of my place all summer after that. But you know me. If you don't, ask the doctor. He thinks I'm a nut or else cracked or bird-brained or something. And my kids have given me up as a bad job. All of them. Oh, well, enough about me and my woes. I'm glad I'm living. Here's such a fine little poem about just that thing. It's for all of us. It's a message. Miss Alice Rogers sent this to me one time of this city. Don't you mind about the triumphs. Don't you worry after fame. Don't you grieve about succeeding. Let the future guard your name. All the best in life's the simplest. Love will last when wealth is gone. Just be glad that you're living and keep cheering someone on. Let your neighbors have the blossoms. Let your comrades wear the crown. Never mind the little setbacks nor the blows that knock you down. You'll be there when they're forgotten. You'll be there with youth and dawn if you just forget your troubles and keep cheering someone on. Like a while ago, Edna downstairs says, May, you're going to live to be 100 years old and never know it. Well, I lack a whole lot, but I may do it. There's a lot of sorrow around you, lots of loneliness and tears, lots of heartaches and of worry through the shadows of the years. And the world needs more than triumphs, more than all the swords we've drawn. It is hungering for the fella who keeps cheering someone on. I remember that. The world's hungering for that as well as food. 1/3 of the world goes to bed hungry every night. Well, school will soon be here, and all the kiddies and all the teenagers and the college students will come alive. It's wonderful. It's wonderful that we have such a high percentage of literacy in our land, although we have more illiteracy than we should have, indeed. And you know the thing that looks so good is these young folks at our Ozark Empire Fair, these 4-H youngsters coming out with their fine cattle and hogs and horses, and so proud of them after having worked so faithfully to raise them. That's the finest thing about our fair, and it's a wonderful reason for having it. And it's the thing I always love to see. That beats riding in the lover's tub or eating a foot-long hot dog, like I used to do when I was a kid. To be the proud owner of one of those fine specimens from the farm. No young people on earth can equal our rural boys who work to make a fine nation. And what a sermon they are against juvenile delinquency and gangs and young hoodlums all over our cities. It's a healthy antidote to see the young rural boys, boys leading around a fine creature that God made instead of displaying a gun that the very devil himself made. And it's great to see women at these fairs with their products, their sewing, their wonderful baking and canning, homemakers. So long as there are homes to which men turn at close of day, so long as there are homes where women are and children play, though great men often make mistakes and nations grope, with God himself back of these little homes, there's always hope. So long as there are homes where songs are sung and prayers are said, and someone reads a sacred book before it's time for bed, though great men stumble in the dark and nations grope, with God back of these little homes, there's always hope. I want to send a happy hello to my sweet friend, Mrs. Fanny Kendrick, mother of our Jim Kendrick and my beloved announcer. You know, Jim has a wonderful mother. Of course, he would have. Ms. Kendrick has been, she's doing fine. She's been sick a few days, but she's just doing fine. He said she has a radio. Maybe she's listening in. Happy morning to you, Mother Kendrick. And I'm so glad you're fine and will soon be buzzing around. God bless you. Sorry I didn't get to come see you. You came to see me when I was in the hospital with Jim. Ms. Luna Madison of Somersville, Missouri, made and sent me the cutest slat bonnet you ever saw. Pretty blue mingled cloth and so splendidly made. Things like this warm my heart. As you can never know. Oh, I've had so many things sent to me over the years. Pillow slips worked and made out of flour sack. The best pillow slips that last forever. White flour sacks and colored flour sacks. And they've sent me handkerchiefs and, well, everything. Pot holders. I put on my slat bonnet and I'm going to wear it whenever I go out in the sun in the backyard. There's nothing like a bonnet made with the pasteboard slits. So easy laundered and so easy to take care of. You know, I've heard those bonnets called slit bonnets and slat bonnets and split bonnets. Now, I wonder which is the old-time way. Do any of you know? We always said slat bonnets. Thank you, my dear, 1,000 times, and I hope you got my letter. Mrs. Madison says she had three boys in World War II. She'll be 71 the 21st of this month. Is going strong, she says. She's the mother of 9 children, all living. What a great blessing that is, and so few have them all living in a big family. God keep you and your children, my dear. You know, they're starting, or are trying to start in America, a new drive on so much drinking. We are a besotted nation. You understand that, don't you? Whether you knew it or not, I'm telling you. I hope they'll get someplace, but I've nearly given up any hopes. The thing that is finally stirring America up is the killings in automobiles on the highways, and such a huge percent of it from drinking. Not the drunk, not the poor old alcoholic that's gone beyond any cure, tries to get in a car. Oh, and weaves it from side to side. They get him, you know. You can see him coming. Oh, no, it's the tipster, the cocktail party chap on the home stretch. The tipsy fellow's just feeling fine, but his eyesight is double. Did you know that? His reaction is off balance and no good, and believe me, he's really somebody on a highway to have to meet him. He's generally on the wrong side of the road. I pray that not many of you ever meet him. Here's a good little song it would be well to learn to sing. It says, you can't go wrong with a song. So now here's this song. Here's 2, 3, 4 songs for you to sing while you're speeding along, turning curves on one wheel. You hear me, Henry? At 45 miles an hour, you can sing, Highways Are Happy Ways. That's a good song. At 60 miles an hour, you must sing, I'm but a stranger here. Heaven is my home. Do you know I'm but a stranger here? At 70 miles, you must sing loud and clear, nearer my God to thee. At 75 and 80 miles, be sure to sing, when the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. Because you're pretty likely to be there. Yep. And most any minute. And the worst of it is you may take maybe 6 or 8 along with you that don't want to go. So go your limit. It takes a wise man to really drive a car, but any fool can step on the gas and shove it down the road. I told you once before that a loose bolt in the car isn't half as bad as a tight nut at the wheel. Go to it, but don't take me along. Now, as Cora Almy once wrote, Coral Almy of Arkansas, God bless her, wish she could have lived on and on. She wrote about the old boy who was homesick. It's time for me to quit. And hit all the mad rat race of life, and he said, lift up the latch and let me in. I'm coming away from where I've been. I don't think I'll... Jim, I ain't got time to finish. It's time to quit, isn't it?
Right.
Jim says, time here to quit. I'll finish it. And anyway, he was a coming away from where he'd been. Goodbye, and I'll see you next Saturday, the Lord willing, and the creek don't rise.